Bielsers. But this is Friday, and we all know what that means.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's on the iPod. Grooves.
Can we hear the sports?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
The iPod not working?
By a wheels-off comment.
Is the iPod not working now?
Or technical meltdown.
The iPod is going to be the ruin of this show.
Mm. Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week.
Is it plugged in right? I heard something.
Yeah. Everything's all right down there.
You have the volume up on it. I didn't think so. Good.
The emergency break of the week on the Little Ticket.
Just Breaks brings you the emergency break of the week. We'll give you three candidates. You get to vote on them at 214-787-1310. Our first candidate comes to us from AT&T Ticket Stock, where we were all worried about the great Gordo being on the round table with the great Barry Sanders. But we should have known better than to put Bob on that round table. For fear of the long question that sometimes can turn out to be confusing, and that's exactly what happened. We have a question here that's almost 40 seconds long, and the great Barry Sanders had no idea what Bob had just asked him. It was so bad that Gordo had to recap it. The guy who usually harpoons the round table with a celeb or even without a sports celeb, Gordo had to basically translate for Bob at Ticket Stock.
I felt as if Bob was reversing the whip on me. Like he was trying to make the round table uncomfortable by torpedoed questions.
All right, let's give this a listen.
So with regards to the, because you were in the 89 draft, and that unbelievable top five where, what, four of you are in Canton right now. Four of you and Tony Mandarich. Oh, no, Deion's not in there yet. So it went Troy.
He will be.
Mandarich.
Yeah.
The two Sanders and Derek Thomas.
Derek Thomas, right. Right.
So
right.
How much of the whole legacy thing when everyone gets to the Super Bowl and talks about legacy every year in Hall of Fame, how much of it is just pure luck on where you go on draft day and what you have to work with as a football player? Because you couldn't have done any more of your own.
Give me the question.
They're
very confusing. Yeah. His questions are confusing.
He's trying to trip me up.
I'm with you, Barry. I'll interpret his question for you. He's saying,
all right, let me shorten it.
Does it bum you out?
Go ahead, Gordon.
Does it bum you out? You get drafted on a team that never really had what Emmitt had or some of these other players had.
Well, I think back when I was
89,
I think a lot.
So let me recite the entire draft from the year you came out. And then,
how many commas were in Bob's question?
Yeah, see, if I could coach Bob, I would tell him, look, we all know that you know a ton about sports. You don't need to put a lot of information, a lot of sports tidbits in your questions. Just get to the question. You don't have to set up every question with loads of sports info.
Yeah, I think he's just worried about not being thorough or something like that. It's like he feels like he has to support every element of his question with backstory and the facts of what he's talking about.
For some reason, in our business, one of the hardest things to do is to ask a succinct question.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Everybody seems
to
try to justify their job by making themselves look knowledgeable in the question, when the question usually never needs to be more than 5 seconds long.
Right. And you notice that I think that in today's short attention span, question asking is gotten more important.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing better than when you have like some guest on who's made news, and your first question is, Tiger, why'd you do it? If you ask something short like that, it immediately gets that interview off to a great start.
Right.
Instead of, now, Tiger, obviously you're going through a lot of stuff right now. What with, I guess it was in Thanksgiving of last year when you had the famous accident and everything. And nobody wants to hear all that. We want to hear right to the meat of the question.
Yep. All right, so there's Bob up for an emergency break of the week. Also up for an e-break is the man known as Norm. As he was having crosstalk with Donnie and Rich, who were in for a very sick, bad radio crew. And it just kind of makes you wonder what Norm was thinking about this morning.
The more I thought about that the rest of the day, that thought popped up again and again. I thought, you know, you're right. There is no Bruce Bowen, Ron Artest, Rajah Bell, guys that you say, you know, his deck. What? Hello.
Whoa. You might want to get that. Did you get it?
Norm!
His
deck.
I know Bob and Dan are out today. No reason to work blue, and I don't know anything about his that. Why would you know about that? Jeez.
Oh, my.
For some reason,
you know, you have the assistant program director here.
All right, so Norm used another word for a private detective, right?
Yes.
Yes.
He
was going to say
the name of Richard.
He was going to say something about the deck.
Now, why he would talk about Bruce Bowen's, I have no idea.
I don't know either. And you know what? This is why I can't listen to Norm anymore.
You got to take back some ground somewhere.
He just works so blue. and it depresses me. The sports radio's come to that.
It was just a slip of the tongue he was going to say about the deck being stacked, I believe.
Oh. Uh-huh. Well... Yeah,
I've never heard of the other thing.
He's like Gordo. He's like way out. Yeah, he's always got his way out. Yeah.
I've never heard of the other thing being stacked against anybody, by the way.
I have.
I'll send you some JPEGs.
Believe me.
That's all right.
Look at my forehead on a Saturday night.
Candidate number three comes to us from the Stars postgame show. You know you can hear every Stars game right here on the ticket. And after you listen to Ralph and Razor, you can listen to Tori Holt and Brent Severin do the postgame show.
Hey, guys.
Well, I think the phrase Brent Severin, the former star, was looking for was jacked up. That's what he was looking for, was jacked up.
Uh-oh.
Well, we were both laughing because the minute it happened, the big fight with Neil and... Martin Hansel. The whole fans. Whole fans in the building, standing up, cheering, excited, getting into it. You were jacked off. You were jacked up.
You break? No.
You were jacked up.
You just increased your popularity there.
Yeah, there he is. And then your jersey's off. The toque comes off. You're all excited.
Oh, my goodness. That's something to accuse your broadcast partner of being, having that done to him.
During the game,
yeah. Yeah, during the game, you were...
Wow, they got quite a bit going on during the game.
They have a good time watching the game.
Okay, so those are your three candidates, Bob, Norm, or Brent Severin at 214-787-1310. Let's please vote responsibly. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I don't know. So many good ones. The one that Norm alluded to reminded me of George's penile implants.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Mark that down.
You're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Turn up the caller, send.
I'd like to vote for George's underarm crust on his antiperspirant stick.
Okay, you didn't clear these out clearly. restack them.
They're fine.
No, they're not. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Rag them.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break?
My beloved Bob being rescued by Gordo. Who'd have thought?
Oh, thank
Bob. I couldn't hear. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Boy, how cocky is Norm that he can lean his junk all over Donovan like that?
Yeah, he shouldn't have stacked his thing against Donovan.
He shouldn't have done that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Dr. And Ann Milmahe.
A man with two brains reference. Genius. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for the almond-colored urine stains on the front of Norm's BVDs.
I guess that's a Norm vote.
Almond?
That's great, sir.
We'll put that down as a Norm vote.
Skills.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to respectfully and tastefully vote for number three, please.
Number three?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, that's Brent Severin then. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Chris Holt.
Tori Holt.
It was Chris Holt,
the local musician.
Yeah, hi, you're on the ticket. All right.
You there?
Yeah, go ahead.
I know I get jacked when I watch hockey, too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, thank we you. All do a little bit, don't we? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, like to vote, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering if your penile implant was jacked up this week.
Oh, okay.
Should we count that one?
Well, you need to answer his question, too.
Yes.
Is it doing okay
we
this
count
week?
It doesn't pertain to me. I don't have one of those.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for Warno if George's penile implant came to the...
you got to start dumping those.
How did that start?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, seeing as you've done the emergency brake for many years, knowing
Bob,
that... yes, it is.
That's good. Bob,
I couldn't hear.
Who's going to be
I got you.
Vote.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Agent Dr. Jack Meoff.
Thank you. Right. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Hello?
Yes, I'd like to thank George.
Uh-huh. See what happened to you there? Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Thanks, Jawbreaker. Give me J.O. Dunham in his side room.
Yeah, that's your nickname, J.O. Dunham.
That's a savvy vote.
No, not really. But if that is a number three vote, we have a winner.
Really?
We have a winner, yes. Brent Severin, thinking about jacked up, is what he was thinking about, we think.
That's not what he was thinking about. That's what he's trying to say.
Yeah, that's what he tried to say. We don't know what he was thinking about.
Well, we were both laughing because the minute it happened, the big fight with Neil and...
Martin Hansel.
Martin Hansel. The whole fans. Whole fans in the building, standing up, cheering, excited, getting into it. You were jacked off. You were jacked up.
You break? No.
You were jacked up.
You just increased your popularity there.
Yeah,
so.
There you go.
There he is.
And then your jersey's off. The toque comes off. You're all excited.
Why? Wow. Why is the cast of The Sopranos there with us? You had Tony saying, oh! You had Polly Walnut saying, oh!
There he is.
So Brent Severin with the emergency break of the week. Fernando's first win, is it?
Well, yeah, tie Snoopy Dogg and Burt Lyles the third.
Okay.
Who's Burt Lyles the third?
One of our famous winners.
I don't know. Okay. What did he do?
I think he was a caller.
Yeah.
I think he was a contest winner.
Oh, yes, he was a contest winner. You're right, Jared. Burt Lyles the third.
All right, it's 8:06 here on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. How about a night